You're listening to Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online, kpcg.fm. Live link also at thetrumpet.com. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. This is Trumpet Radio Live. Dwight Falk and Abraham Blondeau with you here today. And sort of a interesting few days here in Oklahoma. Some rain that we've had kind of on and off. A few tornadoes yesterday. Nothing incredibly damaging that I saw. There's some neat pictures, though, that they put up on the news of these young guys playing baseball, and then they were all looking because they could see a tornado. It looked like it was far enough away to not be threatening, but still kind of a, you know, if you're not threatened by them, by tornadoes, they're amazing to look at.
Yeah, I was taken aback when I saw that, because usually when people are taking pictures or videos, they're storm chasers and people are fleeing from tornadoes or finding shelter. But there were several pictures, that one, others, of people just kind of wandering around the neighborhood and just looking at it, and yeah, just kind of a surreal type of picture.
Yeah, kind of they're neat if they're not dangerous or too close to you, you know, when they're down like that. So that's kind of interesting. That's what we experience here in Oklahoma fairly often, but thankfully nothing too severe over the last few days. We've got a few things to talk about today on the program, some headlines we're going to get to, also a preview of the Key of David program and the Trumpet Daily Radio Show. Grant Turgeon will be stopping by with a news story, and we'll take a look at some things that have happened on this day in history. Then we'll be doing that on this edition of Trumpet Radio Live. This first headline is kind of humorous. This is from the New York Times. Summertime's almost here.
Right.
And that means it's time to sell ice cream from the ice cream trucks. You hear them go by, and they play their little tune, and everybody knows the ice cream truck is coming. And so the title of this article is "A Renegade Muscles In on Mr. Softy's Turf." In New York, there's a battle of ice cream trucks, and who's going to get the best spots? They say summer in New York City means ice cream trucks. He says, but behind those cheery trucks, I guess, simmer turf wars, long-running, occasionally bloody feuds between ice cream vendors for control of the city's prime selling spots. So they get pretty serious about this. They say in a recent battle for lucrative zone of tourist attractions and sunny pedestrian plazas, a place filled with people willing to pay $4 for a plain vanilla cone, no sprinkles, the king of ice cream land has lost to an upstart. Mr. Softy says he has been muscled out of Midtown. So when you hear about like turf war, you usually think of gangs and that type of thing. But here, this is ice cream.
Right.
But I guess there would be lucrative areas. You'd want to be in that main spot if you want to sell that ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm just surprised that Mr. Softy is losing the turf war. But it is interesting, because we don't really think about the sub-levels of those kind of... Because, it's competitive. Every time you're selling something, it gets competitive. But just ice cream trucks that then get so... fierce is kind of something we don't really think about, because you see the kids running after them and you laugh at them and buy their overpriced ice cream, but it's actually like a huge business.
Yeah, so it's a battle. This new place is a New York Ice Cream. They're staffed by drivers who used to cover Midtown Manhattan for Mr. Softy. It says the Renegade is enforcing its dominance with threats and intimidation that sometimes gets physical. He says if one of my drivers goes to Midtown, they'll bring their trucks in and surround them, a bunch of guys. The guy who runs a Softy Depot in the Bronx said, and they said they'll start banging on the windows, trying to intimidate the ice cream guy. So there's a battle for the ice cream turf. It says from 34th to 60th Street, river to river, that's ours. So anyway, if you're heading to New York City this summer, or if you live there, we do have listeners online at kpcg.fm, and you happen to go to one of these ice cream trucks, you have to realize that there's some serious business going on behind the scenes. It's not all fun and games.
Yeah, I think people might just go and watch the turf wars, make a reality TV show of it, rather than just get the ice cream.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
We should pitch that to somebody. The reality of the ice cream turf wars.
Yeah.
Hey, make reality shows out of everything else.
Yeah.
Why not?
Exactly.
Kind of interesting. Here's another headline. This is from the Business Insider, and this is about international migration. They have two charts here showing which communities have the highest level of immigration. We're talking about international immigration or migration, and then those that have the least amount of that. Some of these are surprising. The first one's not surprising. The one that has The most internal migration is Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Florida, which I think we would expect. 335,637 have moved in there in the last year. That's up 5.7%. So it's based on the percentage of change. Some of the numbers aren't as high, but the population of the area is not as high either. So it's a percentage that they're looking at. The second one with the most international migration is Ithaca, New York, 5.6% increase. San Jose, Santa Clara, California, which you would expect, I guess, 4.7%. Manhattan, Kansas, 4.3%. That one surprised me a little bit.
Yeah.
Whenever you get into the Midwest and the Heartland, it doesn't seem like that would be one of the main spots, but in some cases it is. I think the coast we expect, but even here in Manhattan, Kansas, they rank fourth on the list of new international migration.
Maybe they thought it was Manhattan, New York, and when they arrived there, it was slightly different than what they wanted. I'm just kidding.
It's not. It's not like we heard. The legends aren't true.
Yeah. But it is interesting to look at where people are going. It could be an indication of number of things, climate, economy, maybe business opportunities.
Relatives?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Family or even culture. A lot of cultures stay grouped inside of different countries, and that's interesting in itself. But yeah, usually it is, I think, warm climates are a big one, or big cities where you can get a lot of businesses done.
Yeah, I was over the Memorial Day weekend, took the family to Arkansas, and we went to one lake, and we're just enjoying some time there. And they have little places where you can have like a picnic, or they have grills built in, that type of thing. And we were one of the only English-speaking people there,
right,
as at least a primary language. A lot of Spanish speaking around us, so it's kind of interesting. And you know, here Arkansas, so that wasn't on the coast or anything. So you do find that. Here, the next one is Ames, Iowa. They've got a 4.3% increase. Now, it doesn't say necessarily where these people are coming from. This is just general international migration. It could be a combination of places. Jacksonville, North Carolina, Champaign, Illinois, Lafayette, West Lafayette, and New York, Newark, New Jersey, and urban Honolulu. Those are the top ones, between 3.7% and 5.7% change increase in net internal migration. So interesting there. The ones with the least amount, and these are all 0% to 0.1%, Bend, Oregon, Grants Pass, Oregon, Parksburg, West Virginia, Hot Springs, Arkansas. That flies in the face of what I said. not where I was, but I wasn't at Hot Springs. So Carson City, Nevada, Kingsport, Tennessee, Albany, Oregon, and then Farmington, New Mexico. Those are the ones that have the least amount of net international migration for the last year. So Oregon seems to be a place people aren't going if they are international for some reason. So I'm not sure what that is, but...
Yeah, it is interesting. I've been to Bend, Oregon, or near it, and I think it's on the other side of the mountains, so that might be a deterrent. It's on the coast.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, too, how geography plays into it. Obviously, if you're on the coast, people who come here will generally stay there, or if you're on big highways or other ways of transportation, people usually gather around those. In Canada, I lived on East Coast and then Western Canada. I've been to BC, so I've seen traveled across Canada several times, so I've just kind of seen the different makeup of peoples as I've been traveling. It is really fascinating. It's the same in the States, too, where you're going through an area and each place has its own general tapestry of people, like different cultures grouping there, just different people finding business opportunities. Like I was in the Okanagan Valley last year, and there's a lot of people from India coming there, working the wineries and the different kinds of agriculture there, and it's like a new phenomenon just in the last 5 years or so. So it's just interesting to see why people come over, and that they, a lot of cases they can make a positive impact when they get there if they're bringing skills or different things with them.
Yeah, and we're talking here, I think, about legal immigration, as far as because that's how they would even know who was there.
Right,
they have some record. Illegal immigration is a whole other whole other topic, and so that's going on as well. This headline here is from CNN.com. This is about Germany and some of the problems that they're having over there. Police say that 26 women report sexual assault at a German concert. So we remember on, what was it, New Year's, when there was that big attack over there. Well, this is a recent concert there in Germany. It says more than two dozen young women reported that they were sexually assaulted at a concert in Germany. According to the authorities, the alleged incidents occurred Saturday night at an open-air music festival near Darmstadt town. The festival ran from Thursday to Sunday. Police said it's likely the sexual assaults could have happened in other locations as more women emerge, in addition to the 26 who've come forward so far. So it's kind of an evolving story, and that number could go up. They say about 80,000 people attended the concert Saturday and 400,000 over its duration. Pretty big event there. Most of the reports were filed by women between the ages of 16 to 25, and as many as 10 men may have been involved in the assaults. Three Pakistani men have been arrested in connection with the incident. The trio is between the ages of 28 and 31 and allegedly assaulted two or three women. One of the men has lived in Germany for some time. The other two moved there recently. So, again, this is something that's on the radar of news, and all the details haven't come out yet, but it looks like some foreign men that have come in and are sexually assaulting some of these women. It's not going to play well with the people there in Germany.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is just proof that nothing's really been done, or that there's still problems there. As much as maybe since Angela Merkel or other people who support her position might claim they've made inroads or improvements to their safety, or that the immigrants aren't causing problems anymore. I mean, this is just makes it harder to sustain that position. And I mean, in all fairness, though, I think that happens at every concert everywhere. depending on what kind of concert it is, these things happen. But it is just interesting that it's just happening in a very surcharged political climate where there's already a lot of social division between native Germans and then the immigrants. It's downplayed a lot, but it's definitely there. So especially in the summer when more things like this can happen, it'll be interesting to see if just more incidents like this happen and it just keeps fanning the flames of that tension.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point you bring out. I mean, these events, these big, huge concerts, they're a little wild anyway. But at the same time, I think it does highlight, if nothing else, there is a culture difference between some of these different people. And I know that years ago, I know somebody that traveled in the Middle East, a lady, and she mentioned that they were told to be careful in just how they conducted themselves because people take things there differently than the way that they would be taken here in the U.S. It's a different culture. It's not to excuse it or say something like this would be accepted. I don't mean that at all. It's just that it is a different culture, and so you do see problems that occur. And you have to, you know, again, take that into consideration. I think there's this kind of idea that you can just take all people from all over and just merge them into one melting pot and everybody will get along and everything will be great. But people tend to go with what they're comfortable with, the culture they're comfortable with. And then sometimes you see very different ways of going about things. And I think it's very much highlighted in these types of stories. Again, not that it's would be their culture to do something like this, but at the same time, as you mentioned, not enough has been done to put the fear into people to stop this type of activity over there in Germany. So, and they even brought out in this article how, again, this is just on the heels of what happened on New Year's. And so this is just on their minds over there as more people come into their nation.
Yeah, this is another illustration of how a melting pot can go wrong, because sometimes it works, sometimes people adapt, or they're able to at least maintain a certain amount of order. But I mean, this is just a good demonstration of how the worst elements of certain cultures can come out, maybe of both German culture and the those of the immigrants, because I mean there's a lot of degenerative parts of Western culture too there that bring about the same results. So I think we're just starting to see these different weaknesses play out. And like you said, it's like if one of us, a person who came from the West, went to the Middle East, you migrated there, and you find it very difficult to change your traditions and not to make mistakes and that sort of thing. So on the flip side, from their perspective, I mean, if you have people who don't really care or who live in a broken society, like they're coming from these states that aren't states, they have no laws, they have no order, they have no necessarily rules of society because the nations are falling apart. When they come to an ordered society, it can be hard to get them to conform to that kind of system.
There's a major difference, too, between, say, the Middle East and the way the women are in that society versus the way they are in the West.
Oh, yes.
Major difference. So no matter what anybody wants to say about it, there is a difference there, and it's just hard to merge those two ways of thinking together. So anyway, some more issues there in Germany and in Europe in general. It'll be interesting to keep an eye on how that progresses over the summer months. It seems like everything heats up. When the temperature heats up, it seems like everything else heats up too. One last headline today is from Fox News. The first baby born with Zika-linked microcephaly in New York tri-state area. So a baby girl was delivered Tuesday in New Jersey and is the first in the continental U.S. to be born with a Zika virus-related brain condition, giving rise to new fears about the spread of the disease. Doctors, including Fox News Health Senior Managing Editor Dr. Manny Alvarez, confirmed the birth of a child with Zika virus linked to microcephaly. The first reported case of the birth defect, which is marked by a partially formed brain in the continental United States. The 31-year-old mother, whose name was not disclosed, apparently contracted the Zika virus while in Honduras and was admitted to the emergency room at Hackensack University Medical Center on Friday while vacationing in the U.S. Doctors at Hackensack performed an emergency cesarean section to deliver the baby girl, who was born also with intestinal and visual issues. So she does not live in the United States, but she was vacationing. But it is the first child born with that Zika virus in the United States. So they are concerned about that spreading. This is just more bad news for the Olympics, because there is that fear. I even saw a headline the other day. One of the NBA players, Paul Gasol, who is not from the U.S. originally, but he's played over here for years and plays professionally in Europe as well. He's talking about not playing in the Olympics potentially because of fear of the Zika virus. So this isn't going to help.
Yeah, it's kind of putting everyone in a tough spot, because kind of like with Ebola last year, this big outbreak and the world rushed to try to isolate it, and it took months, and there were outbreaks in the U.S. and caused a minor panic, I think, especially in the areas where it was affected in Texas and more southern area. So they don't want this to happen again, but now you're having this huge sporting event at the very heart of the outbreak in Brazil. I mean, I think Rio de Janeiro's south of the major area in northern Brazil, but still, the threat is there. And so it's just a perfect storm, really, for this virus to spread if they don't really do anything about it. And even, I think last week, there was a lot of criticism over President Obama's handling of some money of trying to stop Zika or find aid, sending aid, preparing to isolate it. This is how we got the funds and how little was spent on it. So I think it's just interesting at maybe just how casual the world's being about containing this one. We still don't really understand what it is or how it spreads exactly. And it could just lead to a really big catastrophe if we're not careful.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they make any changes with the Olympics coming up. But so far, no indication that that's going to happen. So this will be interesting to see how this Zika continues to move around.